out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Keeping It Real with former NFL wide receiver and Auburn University standout, Jairus McIntyre. Are you ready to hear it live from the athletes, celebrities, and fans? Jairus, his co-hosts, and his guests will keep you laughing, thinking, and talking. Now, here's your host, Jairus McIntyre.
What's going on, everybody? I'm your host, Jairus McIntyre. We're here Keeping It Real with the special edition. You know, it's big time Auburn's pro day down on the plains, right? You know, about to start here in a minute. We've got big Cam Newton, big Nick Fairley, and all the other seniors that helped lead us to this 14-0, regular season, about to try to take their game to the next level in front of scouts and GMs from almost every one of the 32 teams in the NFL. So. It's going to be a big day down there on the plains here probably starting in about 30 minutes. It's going to be exciting. I know it's on ESGN3.com or whatnot, and supposed to be on the NFL Network as well. So, you know, we're going to try to keep everybody posted on what's going on. If you're not watching and if you are listening to Keeping It Real, we're going to try to keep you informed of what's going on there at the plains. If you're not there, if you could get in and get your hair. But today I have a special guest, hasn't been on in a while, Junior Rosegreen, the former All-American safety, big hitter, playmaker. What's going on, Junior Rosegreen?
Hey, what's going on, J-Mac? What's good,
man? Nothing much, man. I'm glad to have you back on. You've been missing in action for a little minute. I know you're up there in Richmond doing your thing, you know, getting your feet wet, getting back, you know, playing a little ball. You know, tell me how that's going right now.
Oh, that's going pretty good, man. You know, I'm just down here doing my thing. And, you know, to me, I feel like the arena game will help you with the outdoor game. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot faster and everything is real quick. So you got to take the right angles. You know what I'm saying? You will get scorched.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm happy for you to get back out there on that field. I know you deserve another opportunity because you were a big-time playmaker and didn't get the opportunity I think you should have once you left Auburn. But you're back in the mix, and I hope to see you soon back in the NFL. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take it one day at a time and stay on my knees and be prayed up. You know what I'm saying? And the good Lord is going to take me there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know we have a lot of Auburn listeners today, you know, spread the word that Junior Rosegreen would be on Keeping It Real. And who else could we have besides Junior Rosegreen? Because he's always going to keep it real. And yesterday on AuburnSports.com, Junior Rosegreen had a big-time article that Jeffrey Lee did, great article, speaking about the allegations from HBO and all the chaos that has been going on these last couple of weeks. And wanted to have Junior Rosegreen come on Keeping It Real to explain and talk about some of the things that, you know, and the way he expressed his feelings throughout that article. And I just want to have him here firsthand on Keeping It Real with Jairus McIntyre to talk about you know, how the whole situation went down and what his feelings are about Auburn and what he thinks about allegations. So, Junior, I want to ask you first, how did it all go down, pretty much? I just kind of want you to explain to the listeners, how did this all go down, when did it start, and just explain to us how, you know how it happened for the most part.
First the clown show. Everybody know the clown show. All the Auburn listeners, y'all know who's the clown show. Stanley McClever, a.k.a. Mr. Predator. He calls me and lays me a long message. Hey, Ro, I need you to get back at me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I ain't really paying no mind. And then I was on the phone, and then I seen the number coming in, but I didn't know that was his number. Clicked over, he's like, hey, man, what's up, Ro? Yada, 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 they doing a story on my life, and I want you to be a part of it. And I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I can do that for you. And I said, just let me know when they doing it, and then I'll come by, whatever I got to do. Then, after I got off the phone with him, my head coach from high school called me. Hey, Rose Green, guess what, man? I said, what's up, coach? He said, why your boy tried to put us in Auburn under the bus? I said, what? What are you talking about? Auburn paid him and this and that and the other. I said, yeah. I said, coach, hold up. Let me call you right back. So I immediately called this clown and I said, "Yo, don't put my name in nothing. Don't use my name to be in your story. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an Auburn guy and I'm gonna stand up for Auburn to the day I die. Really want nothing to do with your story. So I called my coach back. He was like, "Yeah, man, this clown told me that." You know, I'm talking good about him, and he stops me and say, "No, coach, tell HBO how Tuberville them kicked you out his office and say, I gotta holler at you, Stanley, and break me off." I said, and the coach like, "What? Ain't nothing like that went on." You feel me? So, I just feel like. For all the Auburn fans and all the listeners, at the end of the day, when you blow $1.2 million at the strip club, you will try to blame somebody else for your losses. And at the end of the day, he can't blame nobody but himself because the coaches and the general managers told him, if he come back another year, he'll be a first rounder. But, you know, he was acting money hungry. And I look at it like this. He's been broke all his life. You feel me? So you couldn't wait one more year and be patient and get that money, you know? So that was on him. So you can't blame nobody but yourself. And at the end of the day, I bleed orange and blue, so I'm going to always defend Auburn because that's my second home, and Auburn always been there for me, and I love my fans out there, and just to let my fans know, 2011, Junior Rose Green will be back in the NFL making noise.
Yeah, and Rose, and speaking of, and like I said, and I've talked to different people and been on different radio shows and whatnot, and like I said, with us at Auburn University, We were all there going to school, trying to get an education, trying to you know, pursue our careers to make it to that next level. And nobody was riding around fancy and flashy. Nobody had money. Nobody that wasn't going on at Auburn, and it's not going on like that now. And it's just it was just kind of weird to hear something come out and all that, because from talking to the different people, everybody was just shaking their head, like, you know, are you kidding me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I look at it like this, Jess.
Just like I told the little retarded man, Tim Walker or whatever his name is.
Are you speaking of the guy from HBO, Tim Walker?
I told him. I said, look here, guy. You keep saying off the record. I'm going to give you something off the damn record. Told him Stanley is a storyteller. And if you're looking for a good story, call Stanley, and he'll tell you. So at the end of the day, how can you listen to somebody that, first of all, willing to lie on his school and lie on his coaches? You know what I'm saying? That you can't, a person like that can't be trusted, especially when...
Let me ask you this: with the whole situation with HBO, because they called me as well, and I think I may have been the first one that they called, and it was kind of different when I heard from them because it didn't really make sense, and I was just trying to figure out why pick Auburn? Why are you trying to bring Auburn down after we just won a national championship? You know what I'm saying? After everything's going good, it seems like they're still trying to pull us down. And that was my only thing. It was just like, why are you trying to find somebody? Why are you trying to find something that's not really there? You're going to do what you have to do to try to find something, to try to bring us down. I mean, we just coming off a big, damn near our first national championship. You know what I mean? We've been undefeated in 04, your senior year. We're undefeated, your cousin Otis Miles' team in 1993. You know what I mean? And there have been other times where we've been ranked, you know, 1-2 or whatnot, or real close. But the time that we are claimed, you know, the self-proclaimed national champions, and everybody in the world knows we are the national champions, it has to be negativity still behind the Auburn program. That's the only thing that kind of frustrates me is when we are the champions, there's still negativity surrounded. Negativity from this situation to the crazy Alabama fan, you know, poisoning our tree, to even, you know, one of probably the best players to ever play at Auburn, or one of the best, in Cam Newton, saying, you know, getting knocked for saying he wants to be an entertainer / icon. I mean, it's like any and everything that it has to do, to go even further, Nick Fairley not being 300 pounds. He was 291 at 6'3 and 3/4". They're like, oh, well, we thought you were 6'5", 300. You know what I mean? After this man has dominated the SEC, there's still question marks. So it's like any and everything that could really go on and be positive for, you know, the Auburn Tigers, it still seems like, you know, negativity is surrounding it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But, Jarris, like I said, at the end of the day, look at if they do their research, Cam Newton and Nick Fairley dominated college football. So I don't care if he's 6'2", 295. He dominated at 6'2", 295. I don't care if Cam Newton is 6'4", 240. He dominated at 6'4", 240. So it doesn't matter. You understand? Because at the end of the day, the eye in the sky never lies.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And that's what I say. And honestly, with Carolina, with his first pick, I'm looking at Cam Newton like, man, you have to take him. He could be a face of a franchise. He could be a player that you groom, develop, surround with good players, big-time players. He's going to be a superstar. And I truly believe that. And it's a lot of negativity. And, yeah, at the combine, he was a little wild with his throws, but he was working with receivers he never worked with. And me honestly wish he didn't even throw at the combine and just waited till today to where he could throw to, you know, Terrell Zachary, Darvin Adams, Mario Fannin, the people that he'd been throwing to in a comfortable situation, the same way that the kid at Missouri is going to do at his pro day, you know?
Yeah, don't be surprised you go 20 for 20.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And I was like, man, well, what do you think about the other draft prospects at Auburn? I mean, I know you got an opportunity to work out with Zach Etheridge, and we got Mario Fannin, Terrell Zachary, Craig Stevens, Mike Blanc. We got a lot of seniors, all of the offensive linemen, Damon Washington. We have a lot of seniors that are what do you think for the most part? Who do you think is going to be a surprise, or who do you see getting drafted after Cam and Nick Fairley? I mean, what you think?
I think even though didn't have a great year, but he had a productive year. You know, he made some key catches, some key runs. be surprised if Mario Fantasy goes third or fourth round.
Really? Really?
He's a big, fast guy. And you know how the NFL is. If you big and you can run, they'll do something with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So one thing you can't teach is speed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the NFL all based on, speed. So I think Marvio I think to be honest, I think Zimba will go off the board next after Fanny and Cam. Then to be personally, I think the whole offensive line, the offensive linemen that's coming out, I think they might go off the board after Cam and Nick, and then I'll say Fannin.
But what about the other former Diller star and Antoine Carter? What you think about him, Lou?
Oh, I forgot about him. Yeah, to me, he's a game changer. But if he go to the right system here, he'll be a pro. I think he'll make a lot of Pro Bowls. Cause look what happened to Jay Ratliff. Went to the right team. Look, he made what, 2-3 Pro Bowls.
Mhm.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about the team. And I think Antonio Carter would be a good, cause I heard he's like 290, 6'4". So he'll be a great 3-4 DN.
Yeah.
Because he can play the role. And he played with a lot of energy. So I think Antoine Carter can sneak up in. If he have a good pro day, he can sneak up in that third, fourth round, fourth, fifth round.
Let me ask you this. Where, if you are a general manager, where are you going to take Cam Newton and Nick Fairley?
I'll take Nick in Carolina, and I'll take Cam in Buffalo.
Okay. Why you say that? Why you? I mean, you wouldn't take Cam first, though. I mean, being a quarterback, would you not take Cam? I know they did last year, but would you not take Cam first just because? I mean, why would you take Nick Fairley over Cam Newton? Is what I'm pretty much trying to ask you.
Basically, because at the defensive line. That can turn. That just showed me what Big Sue did. What Big Sue did showed me that if you have a dominant nose guard, that can turn the team around. Because Big Sue, he turned that whole team around as far as mentality, as far as, you know what I'm saying, attitude. You know what I'm saying? He brought the physicality to that organization.
Yeah. So
I think Nick Fairley will do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And then the coach that they got, he's a defensive mind guy. So that's why I said that. Because I think he's going to try to build a defense up, and then he probably get a quarterback through the free agent. You know what I'm saying?
He's
like a defensive mind coach. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The head coach.
Okay. Off the subject, off the topic, what do you think about the Miami Heat and them crying in the locker room, man? I know you from down there in Lauderdale, and I know y'all got some of y'all Lauderdale / Dade boys or crybabies and stuff, but, I mean, damn, D-Wade and LeBron and Bosh, whoever in there crying, what you think about that, man? I mean, they need to tighten up because that's supposed to be in my squad, and then they're down there getting beat up, got probably three of the top players in NBA, and they're down there struggling. I mean, what you got to say with them in their crying in the locker room? I mean, do you think they can turn this around and kind of make it something, you know, kind of give them something to talk about going into these playoffs? Because I know when they get into these playoffs and they got the Bulls, the Orlando Magic, the Boston Celtics, they're going to have to tighten up if they want to get somewhere in the Eastern Conference because – those are probably the top three teams in the league outside of the Lakers and the Spurs, for real. And they're going to have to play probably two of those teams to get to the championship. So do you see them beating any of those three in a 7-game series?
Hell no.
Hell no. That's your answer. Hell no, huh?
Oh, let me tell you why. For LeBron to be 6'8", 270, and to run as fast as he can run, he's not a closer. You see, Derrick Rose, my team is Chicago Bulls. Derrick Rose is a closer.
Yeah.
You understand?
And yeah, yeah.
He got them boys playing together, and I really feel like if Miami Heat would have got Joe Johnson instead of LeBron, that would have been a better fit for the Miami Heat.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't have two flashes on one team. You feel me? Because
yeah.
LeBron flasher and Dwayne Wade, he a flasher too. So you can't have that. You know what I'm saying? Now if they had Joe Johnson. Oh, they I think Miami Heat would be lights out. Because Joe Johnson,
and that's what I said. Even thinking if LeBron was on the Chicago Bulls. I mean, because you know he had an opportunity to go to Chicago. So I was thinking, like, man, if they had a team like that, I mean, you have a closer in Derrick Rose and then, like, a super, superstar in LeBron James with Tim Nolan and Lua Dang and everybody else. I mean, they would be the NBA favorites in my eyes. But, I mean, I guess he decided to go down to Miami with D-Wade and Bosh and try to do things there. But I still think, man, they could turn it around. I mean, because we have three players like that have been in all kinds of different situations. I think they're going to figure it out. I really think they're going to figure it out. And I think that D-Wade is a closer. And I think he's going to end up being their closer because he's done it before. I mean, he was the closer when the Heat won that championship in the mid-2000s. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I look at it like this, man. At the end of the day, when you playing the bully, you playing the bully Celtics, it's gonna be hard, bro. Trust me.
You think it's gonna be hard?
Yeah, the Celtics. Oh man, the Celtics is playing lights out. Even though the Celtics lost to the Lakers, but you know Kobe Bryant, he's a closer.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get back to you, Rose Green, talking about you up there, man. You know, tell us the name of your team, how you doing out there, what numbers you got, just in case, you know what I'm saying, you flash across the two so we all know, you know what I mean? Just give me a little insight of what you got going on out there. I know I talked to you yesterday, and you were telling me you're doing big things. You're pushing cats over the wall. You were D-ing them up. So just, you know, give me a little insight on what you got going on out there, man.
Basically, you know, I'm playing for the Richmond Raiders. I'm here chilling with my dog, the Freak. Hey, J-Mac, they call him the Freak for a reason, you know.
Okay, what's his name? Should we go get him on Keeping It Real one day? What's his name?
Michael Woodhouse.
Okay, Michael Woodhouse. That's what's up, man. Where Michael Woodhouse from, man? Where'd he go to school?
I ain't go to school. Straight semi-pro from out of high school.
Straight semi-pro out of high school. So you know, everybody keeping it real, you know you the business. You know you the business because if you don't play the college game and you can go out there and play against other grown men, then you know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's how it is in the game, man. People don't realize that NFL, yes, you may go to college, but when you get to the arena and different leagues, you got cats that's coming from semi-pro that didn't even play college that are out there hungry, trying to eat. Trying to get it. And then you mix them up with players that have been at big time, you know, universities like Auburn and put them on the same team and they grind and they hungry and they're ready to eat and do something, it's gonna be problems. It's gonna be problems.
Yeah, well, you know, that was my dog, the Freak. And you know, me and him out there together, you know, he come off the end and he be at linebacker, so you know, when Lawrence Willing, when he get an opportunity at the next level, I think he's going to be a stand-up outside linebacker in a 3-4. But, you know, yeah, I'm wearing number 21. You know what I'm saying? I'm out there doing my thug thizzle, you know, being the showstopper that I am. You know, just staying humble, you know, working hard, you know, I'm trying to, you know, give my teammates the energy that I bring to the game, and I look for us to run the table.
Okay, okay. When y'all start up, man? When y'all start the season, man? So I can, you know, you gotta keep me posted. When does the season exactly start? So I know, you know, I could be keeping an eye out on, but you know, keeping an eye out, see if you knock anybody else out.
Okay, we got a game this Friday at the Coliseum. You know, that's our home stadium, Coliseum. Nice, we hold 12,000. You know what I'm saying? We looking to pack that thing out. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be real nice. You know what I'm saying? We and our defense. You know, we call ourselves the hit kick stick crew.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, y'all better be out there hitting if y'all got a name for y'allself already before y'all even play the game.
Hey, we going by what we do, and practice become perfect. What you do in practice, you'll do it in the game.
And that's real. Well, we got the freak. I mean, we got the showstopper. Who else y'all got out there, man?
We got a lot of guys out there on defense, and we got Brian Randall that played for Virginia Tech.
Okay.
You know, we got Scorpio Brown, big time receiver, 6'3", 230, big body, good routes, you know, big hands, you know. We got some players, you know, and
Okay, so y'all should have a shot to run the table, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, our whole secondary, you know, I'm standing at 6'1.5", 215. You know, the starting DS, he's 6'2", 215, and then the other corner, he's 5'11", 220. So, you know, and we out there making plays, you know, so we might be the biggest secondary in the league.
Okay. Hey, well, y'all might make me make a comeback, and I come out there and do all y'all big old DBs. Y'all don't want to see me out there, bottom line. And you already know that.
One thing I can tell you, I know you run good routes, great routes. I'm not going to say good. You run great routes, and you catch the ball with your hands. But, J-Mac, this is a new improvement. Junior Rose Green.
Hey, I'm gonna give you your respect because you are keeping it real, and you came on to talk about the allegations and about what you got going on now. And I respect your game. You're on your grind, so I'm gonna let you have your shine because you about to go out there and do these boys. I know y'all got to practice tonight, or you know, walk through to get ready for the game. You know, but I appreciate you coming on, keeping it real. We out of here, fans. I thank y'all for listening. We on Keeping It Real. We out of here. Next week, same time. We out.
Thanks for listening this week. Tune in to Keeping It Real with Jairus McIntyre again next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Until then, keep it real, real, real. Keep it real.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.